Frivolity. Written by Yakka and read by Kaber. This is a Star Trek fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Janice Rann and Nyota Uhura. Maybe on another ship, one outside of Starfleet with a more backwards culture, an unenlightened or even creepy crew, it'd be worth something to not have her rear end nearly falling out of her dress. But Nyota serves aboard the best ship in the fleet, alongside only respectful officers, so she's always been comfortable in a miniskirt, and there's no advantage to pants. If anything, they feel stiff, constricting, and she's minutely overheated before she's even to her chair. She strolls across the bridge in the same uniform most of her colleagues choose. Space black pants and a long sleeve tunic, the gold embroidery around her wrist denoting the same rank as usual. Aside from that, it's just another alpha shift on a routine mapping mission. They've been on that boring mission long enough that any little detail out of the ordinary becomes noteworthy, so she's not surprised to turn a few heads. Chekov even blinks and tilts sideways like he's confused, like he can't recognize her outside the usual curvaceous crimson dress. Sulu gives her a swift once-over and nods as though to approve the fashion choice. Even Captain Kirk notes, "Looking sharp, Lieutenant." Nyota quips, "Thank you, Captain," and continues to her seat. It's cold. The material of the pants is thinner than that of her old dress, the folds of which provided extra padding. Her temperature is all off in pants. She wiggles into her seat and would explain the wardrobe change, not because she has to, but for polite conversation, except Kirk's already turned his attention to the science station. Spock's pointed brow is furrowed. He glances between Nyota and the captain's chair before concluding, "Sharp, Captain. Lieutenant Uhura has retained no more points than usual." Nyota snorts, shakes her head, and turns to her console. Trust Spock to unwittingly bring some humor to a boring mission. She'd explain it to him, but she doesn't want to deny her captain the pleasure. As Dr. McCoy isn't present, presumably in sickbay, the delightful right to banter with Spock naturally falls to Kirk. She can see his smile in her peripherals before she devotes herself fully to her console. There's a flood of intership communication to sort left over from the Gamma Shift, where the assigned ensign didn't have the clearance to touch certain things. Nyota can. She sets to work, conscious of the bemused conversation passing on behind her. The turbo lift opens. Nyota was the last to arrive for shift, a consequence of her outfit, so half expects it to be someone else like Dr. McCoy, who, after so long aboard, might actually be able to sense when there's quirky Kirk-Spock banter to get in on. Instead, it's Janice Rann, carting a tray of coffee. Nyota instantly picks up the smell and perks up for it. She didn't order any, but is occasionally privileged to get offshoots of the captain's when he has. Sure enough, Janice circles the bridge crew, not even just the senior staff, and her cheery presence bolsters the makeshift morning all the more. Nyota considers it a good start to the day, pants aside. She works through it. Her fingers fly across the communication board, while her eyes track the attractive woman ebbing ever nearer. Janice is in the usual dress that Nyota longs for, a size smaller, with different stripes, but otherwise comfortably familiar. It fits Janice like a glove, snug around her slender waist and flaring out over the graceful arc of her hips, rising back to perfectly cup her breasts. Her blonde hair is done up in an elaborate style in fashion on Rigel. Nyota was there when she chose it and gently tried to steer her towards something a tad more natural. But Janice wanted big. And Nyota wanted her happy, so encouraged her anyway, even if it meant fighting a laugh over the crisscross thatchwork in front and the too tall hump at the back. Sometimes Janice's style can trend towards silly by Nyota's earthbound taste, but Janice makes it work, pulls it off, and still looks, despite all the fussy extras, soft and welcoming. She reaches Nyota with a warm smile and hands over a steaming mug. There's a lid this time. They've learned from past incidents of anti-grav failures. Such an accident is unlikely to occur on a simple mapping mission, but the Enterprise's most illustrious affairs have largely been unlikely. Nyota is grateful the ship stays steady and boring long enough for Janis to linger and take in Nyota's new garb. Nyota murmurs, "Thank you," as she accepts, and blows across the propped open top of hot coffee, whilst trying to sit up straight and make the pants look right on her, like they were Nyota's first choice. They weren't. Janice's gaze trails along Nyota's covered thighs, and she leans in quietly to ask, "New look, Lieutenant?" Nyota wryly smiles. She might have made up an elaborate story to tease Spock and shock Chekhov, but she can't lie to Janice. "I made the mistake of catching breakfast with Mres before my shift, and we had a little too much contact." Janice's pink lips tighten into a frown, a hard flare in her eyes, before melting as she realizes that there's nothing to be jealous of. It wasn't that kind of contact, obviously. Nyota's loyal as anything. It was just a friendly hug, just enough to cover Nyota in fur, an unfortunate happenstance that's hit many of Mres's friends, and they haven't found a tactful way to deal with. Nyota continues, "I didn't have time to clean it properly or order a new one, but I had this old thing in my closet, so it serves her right for trying to save time and dress early." She squirms in her seat, trying to pull a more statuesque pose, and asks, "Is it that bad?" Janice quickly shakes her head. "Not at all. I think you look quite striking in pants. Of course, I am partial to the dress." She trails off, her gaze far away, not saying what Nyota already knows, that she likes the look of Nyota's bare legs, thinly wrapped in sheer stockings, like Nyota enjoys the sight of hers. Work's always more fun with eye candy. Nyota nods and hums. "Well, perhaps if I had a pretty yeoman to help me clean off the dress, I could change." Janice, biting back a dangerous smile, volleys, "Perhaps a pretty yeoman might want a little fun with a gorgeous lieutenant in pants before they both change." She doesn't add, "into their birthday suits," but Nyota hears it. She's smiling, too. Unfortunately, the captain interrupts. "Yeoman Rand, could you please come explain fashion to Spock? I feel like I'm having less luck than Bones getting through to him today." Spock, stiff at the side of the captain's chair, arms taut behind his back, casually replies, "I am quite aware of the human fascination with the mere aesthetic of clothing, Captain. I simply fail to see the disparity between efficiency and style in regards to this skort you propose." He says skort like it's a Klingon word, wholly foreign on his tongue. Kirk shakes his head. "I'm not proposing skorts. They already exist. I'm only saying, never mind. Yeoman." Janice, visibly restraining a giggle, shuffles over to serve their coffee and solve their debate. But not before she offers Nyota a sheepish, secretive smile, cream cheeks flushed a lovely pink that'll creep down her whole body later, once Nyota gets both hands on her. Nyota offers her a parting wink, as if to say, it's a date, and she's very much looking forward to it. Barely a minute later, Dr. McCoy appears on the bridge, drifting towards the science station, as if spiritually summoned to the latest Spock-related nonsense, only to stop halfway there and ask, "Uhura, in pants?" The end.